Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's now Saturday morning, June 16th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org, the officially sanctioned website of the network. Lots of great information there, material, things you can purchase, and of course, purchases and donations. These things allow us to continue to do what we do and what we love to do. So by all means, folks, be a part of that. Support our advertisers and sponsors. Click on their websites and spread the word about the network and about the show. Our website for the show is www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James, as I mentioned, working very hard there to keep everything up to date. I did send him the information on our guest tonight, and he should have that up there. If it's not already, I'd happily check it, but our internet is down here. So it is what it is. Folks, you may have questions about some of the stuff you've heard in the first hour. You're by all means welcome to involve yourself in the show, be a part of it. 1-800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest is the author of the book, Dawning, The Next Great Move of God. You can read about it at his website, www.arkhaven.org, in which you can read all about the Arkhaven Ministry Project, and you can take a look at these maps that have these divinely protected safe areas. And we're talking about sort of what happens and what, you know, our guest is planning on or maybe already doing in this safe area that he's talking about, which is right here in my neighborhood, Northwest Arkansas. Fantastic stuff. The founder and the operator there of Arkhaven Ministries, please welcome to the show, Kenneth Updegrove. Ken, thank you again so much for your time.
I'm having fun. This is great.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's very enjoyable for me. It's going by quick, that's for sure. When we left off, we were talking about sort of, again, this whole community, what it would be like, and I just think it sounds beautiful. It really does. It sounds like you've got the perfect balance of community, of outreach, of self-sufficiency, which is something, you know, I've always been a big fan of. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about the situation in America. Nobody's happy with it. And I think that's pretty patently obvious in this time with all the problems we have around the planet. But you know, people may shy away from, they may pull away from their organizations, their political parties, their clubs, their whatever it is that they're doing, because they're looking for something different. And I firmly believe that the burden rests on our individual shoulders, Ken, to do things to make sure that we can continue to survive and to thrive as well. And I think that in this type of format, it sounds like you've got all the criteria there.
Well, there's so much more to look at here to draw some balance so mm-hmm. that your audience can really see the balance of it all. To develop the community setting a little bit more beyond the retreat approach would also be to have a mess hall. Almost all retreats do have a mess hall, and so that they can, when large groups come in, that like a whole church, and very often in a retreat, a church will own one of the buildings there, and they will use it maybe only four times a year, and they'll bring in a large group, really take over the building, but the rest of the time, it's just sitting there empty, so they allow us to rent it out for them, and we get some commission off of it, and they do too. But it keeps everything in good shape and being utilized. But,
Ken, if I can interrupt you, I'm sorry. We're up to another break, believe it or
not.
Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443, and our guest's website, www.arkhaven.org. Please stay with us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight, author and founder of the Arkhaven Ministries. Please welcome back Kenneth Updegrove. Ken, welcome, and please continue, sir.
All righty. In a minute, we need to go another direction and explain why we need this refugee camp. But to round out this thought just a little bit more, the other things that will be needed on this campus is ways to grow food and such things as greenhouses, truck farms, hydroponic greenhouses. I'm pretty sure that one of the things you got to keep in mind is something the Lord told me way back in 74 when I was contemplating this, is, well, Lord, if we don't have gasoline for tractors and if we don't have herbicides, insecticides, and all those other chemicals that we normally use in gardening, how in the world are we going to garden? And the answer was just real conspicuous. Well, Ken, how did they do it 100, 200, 500, 1,000 years ago? Mm-hmm. How did they do it then? That's how you need to know how to do it. Think high-tech, low-tech. Use all the high-tech you can for as long as you can, but know your low-tech and be ready to use it. And, well, I quickly learned that what that meant was natural and organic gardening, and it just so happened at that time a new magazine came out called Organic Gardening Magazine, and so I started learning that very, very quickly and become quite proficient at my backyard suddenly became a garden. But at any rate, and then I started learning about nutrition in general. That immediately throws into the subject of, well, how do you store it? How do you prepare it? How do you can? How do you dry? As well as how do you grow it? And then after that, how do you serve it? And it turns out, lo and behold, it's by far the healthiest way there is to eat, too. And that's where I began to be oriented into natural health and nutrition and naturopathy and all that way back then. So the rest of the things that are needed on the community are things like that. Something that would be an ideal touch to finish it out would be to bring on board one of these ministries that has their trucks and trailers and warehouses that are constantly ready for the next emergency, and so as soon as another flood or fire or hurricane or tornado or whatever hits an area, that they can be there in 24 hours with their trucks and tents ready to start serving people and helping people. But if they had their base was on this campus, they would be serving them in a right now purpose. But lo and behold, if and when the Great Depression that I'm anticipating comes, well, there they are ready to serve right on spot, right on location.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you begin to just keep building on this concept of bringing in the doctors, the naturopathic doctors, the medical doctors, the dentists, you know, the mechanics. Everything you need, every one of them can be operating right there on campus, have their offices right there. And lo and behold, when the hammer falls, as I often say, in order to shortcut things a little bit, well, there they are, ready to serve our community.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, also, instead of having a church on campus, instead we should have all of our people go out into the communities, the surrounding territory, and go to churches there, be a part of them, active members, participating in the program of their churches there, so that we will never be ingrown and we will never be accused, and it won't be possible for us to become a cult of any sort.
Right.
But if we also have our own Bible college there on campus, well, then they have the students will have jobs to do right on campus that will serve the campus and serve them and the school all at the same time. And when they're trained and ready to go out to do their ministry, well, they will have been trained to minister, you know, go and and minister to people's needs physically, mentally, and spiritually, much like YWAM does.
Yeah.
But when the hammer falls and the students and the staff that are right there on campus, there they are ready to minister. So we will have all the ministry team we need to take care of these people. And, you know, on and on in this vein, but going back to, well, why do we need this in the first place? I'm just amazed at how many people are just really feel in their bones that a depression is coming.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily have to be very spiritual or not spiritual at all to see it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that an advantage of being 70 is in my lifetime, I do remember a little of the depression in World War II and Korean War and Vietnam War. I remember that this nation has also seen revolutions. We've had wars right on this continent. People who are young people who have not lived through all these things just seem to lose track of that. It's felt like amongst most Christians that, my goodness, that none of these things can happen in America. It just can't happen in America. Well, it has happened to America, yeah, and several times. We have had a Great Depression. We have had several, two world wars, and we've had other wars, and we've had two civil wars, and one that we broke away from England in the first place, and then had our own war between the North and the South. These things can happen. They have happened. And so many Christians are just sure that they will get raptured out before there's a hard day in America, forgetting the fact that in China and many other places on the earth, that just today, while they were feeling so secure in their American homes, there were Christians being martyred who died probably today, certainly being persecuted and badly treated today. And so to deny that it can happen here is just not realistic. It's not historically or scripturally correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can, get some consideration as to how such a thing could happen here. First off, I think that getting just a little conspiratorial in our thinking, there is the element in on our planet that wants to dominate, to bring about the one world system. You know, at reading the book of Revelation, we know that the Antichrist system wants to dominate the earth and bring everybody under the one world rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so how will they go about doing this? Well, there's an awful lot of ideas out there, so let me throw in mine. If a conspiracy was designed to deliberately bring a depression in order to destroy the economies, in order to put the world in a bad situation and in need of a savior to save us from the depression and sure death that would result from it, you know, our grocery stores would be empty in 3 days, so within a week's time, 99% of the people in America would be without food if the trucks were to stop running.
Wouldn't take long.
And you know, I've listened to some of your commercials, so I know that those commercials wouldn't be on the station unless there are some of your listeners out there are in tune to this sort of scenario.
Yes.
So and then another aspect of the whole thing is that God destroys false gods, and one of the things that is going to be happening is that the Antichrist system is a false god, and what will compel people to flow with this false god, move with this false god, be forced to by fear, intimidation, by starvation or whatever, or just flat out believe in it. What will bring this about? I think that there is also a one-world religion that's always been in existence in the first place, and the way I describe it is just one word. It is survivalist. It's the survival instinct.
Hmm.
We will do what we have to do to survive. This is just part of the human nature. But it is so subliminal, so unconscious, and so natural with us that nobody preaches on it, nobody teaches on it, nobody pays attention to it, the survival instinct isn't there.
Yeah.
And,
Ben, let me jump in here for a second. We have another break. But you've just made a devastating point that I want to touch upon, you know, continue this when we come back here. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Thank you.
listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, author and founder of Arkhaven Ministries, please welcome back Kenneth Updegrove. Ken, thank you so much. You know, you just made a stunning point, something that had never occurred to me. And basically what you said is that the foundation of this one world religion is sort of, I guess you could say, do whatever you want to survive, whatever it takes sort of mindset. And that just blows me away. I mean, the implications of this are really stunning, and it has never occurred to me before.
If the Antichrist system, you know, which is Satan being the head of it, he knows what's the basis of what will break any person. I'll jump ahead just a little bit and remind you that during, you know, when Joseph came on the scene and they had the seven good years and seven bad years, by the end of those seven bad years, he owned everything. First, the people sold their livestock, and when they ran out of livestock, then they sold their land, and when they ran out of land, then they sold their children, and when they ran out of children, they sold them own selves. And by the time the 7 years is over, Joseph owned the people, the land, the animals. He owned Egypt, lock, stock, and barrel.
Wow.
If that can be done once, it can be done twice in both respects. He also fed Egypt, and he gave Israel, his own people, the most prime land, and they did quite well. They survived the whole thing very well. So we see two scenarios going on at the very same time. Mm-hmm. So can that be done again? Yes.
Yeah, it sure can. Well, you know, just a lack of, I guess, faith, you know, in God providing for you, and there's so many examples of that in the Bible, and you know, in everything, even the Lord's Prayer, you know, give us this day our daily bread. It's a day by day thing, reliance upon God. And the idea that, you know, that people can get into that situation where they're so terrified that they would sacrifice everything they had and you know, anything, it's just mind-boggling. It's never occurred to me.
Well, this being the subliminal one-world religion that has always been, simply because it's always been human nature to survive.
Yeah.
No matter what, you've got to survive. And if you don't have to survive for yourself, you've got to survive for your children or provide survival for them. And so you're drawn to this. The one-world religion is more about power and control over all of the world and all the world's resources than it is about paying homage to some god or some religion. That is more of a front than anything else. And there has been, well, I'm going to try my best not to. One of your commercials really was tempting me. I'll try not to. I'll stay on track here. It begins to look to me like that the Antichrist system wants to bring a Great Depression, but so does God. And here's why. Any false god, any false idols make God jealous, and he is compelled to bring them down. Now, what can happen out of this is that God will actually make the Depression worse than the Antichrist system intended for it. And by doing that, he also ruins their plans. They have an agenda. Well, first we'd bring the Depression, and then we'd take over. But if the Depression is worse than they anticipated, well, then they don't have any resources to take over. And they have to go to Plan B, and it'll take them a little bit of time to come up with it.
Ken, let me jump in here for another quick break. Folks, I'm sorry, stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
My friends, I'm glad you're here with us. Amazing stuff from our special guest tonight. Before we go any further, though, let me remind you this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, Privacy Crisis is the name of the book by author Grant Hall. He'll be with us on Monday, and I'm looking forward to that. This book, phenomenal techniques, tried and true, which will teach you all the methods that you can utilize to protect yourself from identity theft, as well as unnecessary and potentially illegal surveillance of you by whomever. You can learn it all and teach yourself how to travel, bank, work, and live anonymously right here in the United States. You can pick it up in an ebook form or in hardcover form at privacycrisis.com. You can look for it used at amazon.com or just ask for it at your local bookstore. Say, I want Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. And, of course, we ask you to support our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make the show and the network possible. Let's get back to our guest, Ken Updegrove. Your website, sir, www.arkhaven.org. Amazing amount of information there. And I'm learning so much more just by speaking with you. And please, by all means, sir, continue.
All right. I'm trying my best to cover 6 hours of material in three here. I'd like to just kind of show that during the last depression, a lot of people committed suicide because they lost everything, but other people made a fortune during it. And so it all depends on whether you're prepared for something or whether you're not, as to how it affects you. And that's the way this one will go also. A lot of people say, well, won't we be raptured out before all this happens? And I say, well, what if this happened before the rapture? What if this happened before the great tribulation period? After all, hasn't this sort of thing happened and repeatedly throughout history? So it doesn't have to be during the Great Depression, tribulation period. There's some people who are a lot better known than me that have written on this. David Wilkerson has written two books. I think they were in 98. They were a series. One was called America's Last Call on the Brink of a Financial Holocaust, and the other book was God's Plan to Protect His People in the Coming Depression. Now, that's real loud and clear. He is prophesying that this is going to happen, and he gives a lot of good advice to see that this is going to happen and how God is going to protect an awful lot of his people who are physically, mentally, and spiritually prepared for such a time. On my website, I show at least what he said on the back covers of those books, but there are some other articles, too, by very prophetic people. One of them is Jeanette Reed. I got an email from her just tonight, and I'm going to read just one paragraph, something she said here, way into her article, page 4 of 5. Over the past few years and increasingly in the past few months, the Lord has spoken of a time of disaster coming, places of refuge, and great revival. He has told us to speak his peace and proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of Christ during such time. He has spoken of armies coming from the Russian and Chinese China, across the Middle East and around Africa. He has spoken of the dismantling of the system in the United States. He has spoken of his judgment coming. He has spoken of correction to the church. The Lord is calling out to the deception of the world and into the way, truth, and life of who is Jesus Christ. Something else that's just an aspect of all this is that the church in America is going to be brought under judgment, just like in the church, a judgment comes to the church first. And in order to correct us and prepare us for our real mission on earth. And so this is actually going to bring the church into the greatest time in its history. And so many people say, but man, I hope I die before this happens. Well, how would you like to have lived during the first century when the apostles were leading 3,000, 5,000 a day to the Lord? How would you like to have lived in such a time when they had such power and such authority and such purity? Wouldn't that have been grand and great and glorious, despite the fact that Christians were being martyred, despite the fact that Christians were being dispersed and throughout all the earth? And lo and behold, as a result, they became missionaries and brought the gospel of the kingdom to ever all of the known world at that time. So it's a very selfish, self-pitying mentality that drives Christians to fear such a time when, in fact, we ought to be rejoicing and looking forward to it. The greatest time in all of history is, as the title of that book is, that everybody always quotes at such a time as this, is, it was the worst of times, it was the best of times. And that's what I anticipate it to be.
Wow. It's amazing stuff, Ken.
Why would a conspiracy want a worldwide economy depression? Consider these possibilities: foreclosure on property loans to gain ownership to millions of homes and millions of acres of land, a police state bringing in martial law, outlawing and imprisoning the religious right, ecology purge, closing factories, stopping cars and trucks, and decreasing the population. Some environmental groups have been working hard towards such goals.
Yeah, we're seeing that.
Bring in the one world antichrist system to establish it. But if God completes complicates their plans and makes the depression much worse by bringing on several natural disasters, that would thwart the Antichrist's ability to initiate martial law and a police state. After the initial supply of gas and food that is in stock is used up, there would be no way to replenish the supply for a long time. It would postpone the ability of lending institutions to foreclose on loans. The anarchy that could possibly reign in such conditions would be terrible for a while, but not as terrible as the planned police state would have been. Mm-hmm. They would force force the conspirators to come up with Plan B, a new monetary system. Just a thought, but consider this. I've been a computer professional all these years, and also I worked for banks in the early years, and so I have some notion of this. Right now, our money standard does not have any gold backing it up. What makes our money system work is faith. As long as we keep using the money works. What if there was a digital money, and the Antichrist system says, get on lines, as we have already got a website set up. We've already got an account for you in within your name, and there's credits in it. It's not your money. It's really not even money. It's just credits. But if you will have enough confidence to open up your account and start spending that money, you can start making product to sell, and you can buy product to use. And after a while, that this would really work and really save the economy and start restoring the economy around the world using a one-world banking system, a one-world monetary system that is called nothing more than digital money.
Amazing.
When things get better, comes the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody can see where we're going with that.
Yes.
So one doesn't have to speculate any further on that.
Well, you know, what's so fascinating about all that, Ken, is that, you know, we're already there. Every one of those circumstances, every one of those scenarios, they're already making enormous amounts of headway towards those exact ends.
Yes, everything I have mentioned is already reality, already in practice, already very easily to understand, and to start putting together the scenario. I warn that I'm not necessarily going to be 100% correct, but I am correct enough that people should consider very seriously what I'm saying and really do their own thinking, their own praying, their own research, read my website, and show me where I'm wrong, show me where I'm right. Show me how we can get together, work together, and save souls and save lives.
Amen.
As we've already seen, the 9/11 attack on the United States hurt our economy terribly. As we've already seen, Katrina hurt the economy in the United States terribly. If you were to have a domino effect where several of these dominoes were to fall in succession, you know, tink, 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 you know how you do, you set them up on the end and touch the end one and the rest of them fall in order. If God were to set some dominoes into effect right in line with the dominoes that the world system has caused, has set up, and let them all go in line, we would have a situation that would be irrecoverable for a very, very long time. And out of it could come the Antichrist system, and then out of it could come the great tribulation period and the second coming. And in our audience that's listening to us, there's going to be more than one eschatological thinking line of thought out there. You know, the pre the premillennialists, the pre-trib, the mid-trib, the post-trib, and then the post-millennials and all millennials and all the variations thereof. I wrote a book on that, so I have a fair notion of, about all these things. But everything is so much more complicated and convoluted than most of us have sophistication to understand. I have spent 30 years studying all these things and thinking these things through and allowing God to give me revelation and understanding on all these things. So I might have a better understanding than most, but I still no guarantee that I really have a real handle on this. So I am always open to the brethren. So let's put together, let's compare notes. The Lord has shown you things. The Lord has given you things that he hasn't given me, and he's given shown me things that he hasn't given you. Mm-hmm. Let's pray together. Let's organize together. Let's see where the Lord is leading us.
Amen. Oh, well said, sir. Well, you know, and I think that's really such a phenomenal thing. And you know, you stayed on the website as well. That the areas on the map that are circled are not the only places necessarily. I mean, this is just an assessment, but obviously there's quite a bit of confirmation about certain areas. I mean, who knows? You know, you may be told to come here to this area. Maybe I was told to come here to this area. I think we both believe that. And maybe that that just means that this is where we're supposed to be.
Yes.
And
just because these five circles are on the map, doesn't mean that there's only five. There could very well be more. After all, there was only five men prophets there that day. If there had been 10, maybe there had been 10 circles, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So we got to think about that. There has been a newsletter that's been going around for years called The Corner, and the purpose of The Corner newsletter was to find the testimonies of people who said that God sent them to Northwest Arkansas. And after several years of putting this out, this lady instead went to putting out her own radio show. She's on the air, too, like you, and talking about these things. So there's so many of us out there that don't know about each other. We need to find each other. A lady, I just got an email today from a lady in New Mexico saying, says, asking me, do I know of any places in New Mexico, any groups there? He says, no, I don't. He says, but you know, it occurs to me what I need to do is put a page on my website that starts making a listing of such places. If you're in whatever state and you're looking for people, well, email me and give me permission to just put your email list down under your state, the state that you want to find people to join with to form Christian community to be prepared for such times. I think such a listing will be a real asset, and why I didn't think of that a long time ago, I don't know, but I thought of it tonight.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, and this is exactly the kind of thing that people can do, and I think we should be networking in this time. We should be communicating. And you absolutely should know who your neighbors are, because again, in a situation where everything is falling apart, I mean, they could be your best friends, they could be your worst enemies, and who knows? But you know, this is why I do the show, and this is why you do what you do, and with your book and everything, is to try to communicate to people, to be aware and share the information. When people hear things, they're automatically accountable to it. In some capacity, they have to respond. They have to even have a thought process about it or something. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to accept the burden that's placed on us, and we have to do something with it.
Yes, we need to move. One of the things that's just befuddling, well, I guess I do and don't understand it. I was trained in the Army to be a field medic. And so in my lifetime, when I've come upon a wreck and I start to, get out and go to see what I can do, there everybody is standing around like spectators with their hands in their pocket watching people bleed to death. And so I go to work saving their lives because I was trained, knew how. But it seems like that's the way we are in life. Because we don't know what to do, we stand there befuddled,
yeah,
and doing nothing. We need somebody who is a visionary to come in with a vision and a plan, and then the people in the midst who are the organizers, the managers, the leaders, the doers, they'll take the vision and make it work. I'm a visionary. I am not a mover and a shaker. I need the movers and shakers to come around me and make the vision work. But that's how teamwork goes together. That's how ministry works together. None of us are able to do it all, not including pastors. Pastors aren't able to do it all. They need a congregation that will work with them and support them.
Exactly right, sir. I'll tell you what, hang on a second. We'll come back here and then we'll wrap up. Folks, our special guest tonight, Ken Updegrove, amazing stuff. We'll give out the website and the book and any contact information that Ken would like to have out there. We'll give that out. So get your pens and papers out, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
My friends, tail end of hour number two, amazing stuff here this evening. I hope that you've been paying attention and really just, I'm sure you've been captivated as I have been as well. It's always a good thing to find out that, you know, maybe you're paying close attention to what God has planned for you. It's not to say that if you don't live in one of these areas on this map, that there's anything wrong with that. But even if you happen to go out and check the mail, and maybe you strike up a conversation with your neighbor, and, you know, you guys get to talking, maybe you'll realize that, you know, there are other people too. I mean, I have the benefit, I guess, of having a radio program, being able to communicate with a lot of people. And I heard that other people felt like they were led here too. Some just specifically led, told, you know, directed and facilitated the whole thing, like our guests tonight. And with me, it just kind of worked out that way. But it's amazing, absolutely amazing stuff. Ken Updegrove, our guest this evening. Welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you.
Boy, it's just an amazing program. I look forward to being able to meet you in person because we are relatively close to each other, so that's a good thing.
Now, yeah, I live in Springdale, so yeah. And you live in Fayetteville, so
yes, sir.
Let's get together.
I would very much like that, and I know that this community, this idea that you've got, and you know that God has given you, and you're working towards, I think it's just going to be amazing. How far along are you with it?
Not very far at all. I still don't have the land.
Yeah.
The number of people that are very interested and will be a tremendous asset. The Christian community, the Bible school, that's very much in place right now. We can do that right off. And we have some very talented people when it comes to building and construction and organizing and managing such large affairs like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one ministry that's a healing ministry that's just amazing. People really do get healed. And lo and behold, they're also tremendous in the area of praise and worship. And he also happens to be a professional musician, classical music professional mm-hmm. musician. And he's got one of those voices that makes my throat hurt, you know, one of those real deep
oh, yeah.
FM voices. He
sure.
used to be a disc jockey for a classical music station for many years. You know, we've got some great people already on board. Mm-hmm. We just need now to have the land to start
yeah.
developing on.
Well, I'm
not quite sure where that's at yet.
Well, you never know. I mean, now that you're looking into the Branson area as well, and who knows what'll come out of this interview as well. I'd like to see people contact you from all over the world, Ken. I'd like to see people talk with you and contribute to the whole concept, like you said, and really start developing these things in their area. Because I'm a firm believer, my friend, that if people take it upon themselves and they fix themselves and they fix, you know, everything around them, and if everybody does that, then everything improves itself. And then we don't need the politicians to pass laws, and we don't need all the shenanigans that we see so often out in the world. But this is amazing. Ken, your website is www.arkhaven.org. That's ARKHAVEN.org. And you have a phone number listed on the website. Would you like to give that out?
Yes, I'm
it's
always a little leery about that.
It's up to you. It's on the site. That's the only reason.
Yes, go ahead. It's 479-756. Mm-hmm. 3436. That's
amazing.
My office phone.
Okay, wonderful. Well, God bless you, my friend, and all your hard work. And let's definitely keep in touch. We'll do this again very soon. I look forward to that as well.
Okay, do you want to go on another hour? I can do it if you want to.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've
okay.
Another cup of coffee, and I'm ready for another hour.
All right, well, why don't you stay with us then, and we'll keep going with this. It'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
All right, folks, stay with us. We're back in 90 seconds.
A message for all.